guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I think we're gonna see a pretty big dynamic change coming up here in the future. And how long in the future, I don't know. But this is something that started back about 10 years ago, around 2010. And as you know, we've had this big, long, strong push of getting women into STEM. You know, women, get those degrees, go out there and earn, you know, get out in the job force. You can be strong and independent and get all your way and everything you want. You don't have to be dependent on anybody, and hooray. And as such, women kind of jumped on board saying, hey, okay, I guess this is what's, everybody says this is what's going to make me happy. And you know, when you're young, what you hear kind of in the zeitgeist and in the news and in social media and kind of the, you know what it's like. I mean, there was the old story of Richard Gere. Some of you older guys don't know this one. The younger kids won't. Richard Gere, right? Supposedly got a gerbil stuck up his backside. That story got spread all around the country, and this was before the internet, and it was never in any newspaper. It was one kid telling another kid in his school, and that kind of went around that school, and then it got whispered to another school, and it got across the country that way, right? So you hear things, and you think, okay, this must be what everybody says, this is going to make me the happiest, so this is what I'm going to do. And then you do it, and all of a sudden, women say, I don't know if this is for me. I kind of like to be a house mom or housewife. And all of a sudden, they say that, and all the yay girl power chorus goes, no, how dare you? You don't want to do that. You want to, you know, you want to keep working, and you want to do your own thing, and so on and so forth. Well, I have a bunch of stories. I have like six stories. Not going to read them all. I'm going to read one. But I want you to see the headlines, because what's happening is women are kind of finding out that, and I'll mention it in one of the stories. I'll get a little bit deeper on this topic, but women are starting to discover that having to work all the time, it's not all it's cracked up to be. So let's look at these topics real quick, and then I'll get into the meat of the story. Why women quit working after 50. And they have an article on this. Why do so many women who study engineering leave the field? They have an article on that. And to read down into this, I'll tell you what it does say, is that they find out that it's long hours, it's kind of hard work, it's not much fun, it's not exciting, and it's tough. But the women will leave to find another position where the men don't. And when surveyed, they found the men say, the money's too good, and I kind of like what I do. Where the women were like, the money was great, but I just wasn't getting enough out of it. When women choose children over career. And why women don't want careers. And this is the one we're going to read. And this is by Chrissy Stockton. So it's written by a woman. Again, so I'm trying to get another view, and then I'll tell her where I disagree with her. But this is kind of interesting. It says, a long time ago, Gavin McInnes got in trouble for saying that girl power has made women less happy because they're forced into careers, and women fundamentally do not want careers. In January, there was a national controversy when I talked about career women versus family women. People get very riled up when you talk about women's roles, even when their behavior is not specific to women. And that's one of the funny things about the yay girl powers. They always say, well, you know, women, you can do whatever you want. Oh, okay, then I want to be a housewife. No, that's too traditional. You have to go out and make your own way in the world. Yeah, but I thought it was about what I wanted. No. I think a big career can be very exciting and fulfilling to a certain kind of person, one with enough privilege to conceivably get one, but I don't think most women want a big career or much of a career at all. It's not a gendered thing. I don't think most people would choose a busy career if they had a choice, and women do have a choice. Right, so given a choice, if somebody said, dude, here's $5 million and you can work the rest of your life, or here's $5 million, you can quit. You're like, done, traveling, seeing the world, doing my thing, whatever. And I think everybody would probably, unless you really had, but even if you really loved your job, you could do it part-time, or, you know, you'd find other things to do. Ask a group of people, would you rather be independently wealthy or work for the rest of your life? Oh, I just said that to you, didn't I? More people would choose not working than working, because work is work. That's why someone has to pay to do it. Men don't have any other option. They have to provide for themselves as well as a family. This is how we raise them. Full stop. Wrong. It may be how you raise them, but it's not why men do it. Let me give you an example, okay? Option number one, a man is working. He has an income. He wants more of an income. What does he have to do? get a better paying job, or work more hours, or get part-time, something like that, okay? A man gets tired of working. He decides he doesn't want to work anymore, or he gets laid off. What can he do? He can apply for unemployment, but that's not going to be enough to cover his bills, really, right? Okay, so what other options does he have? And filing for that, the unemployment, at least here in the U.S., very difficult. And not that I know, but I've had friends that have tried to, and it's very difficult as a guy. So what's their second option? Homeless. You're out. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200 from the government. You're out. So what are our choices? Work or work. That's all we have. Now, and I'll read the next sentence, and then I'll get into what I was going to say. But women always have a choice in the back of their minds. They can have a career themselves, or they can marry someone with one, and be in financial position where they don't have to be the star in their career, or they can work in an industry that pays very poorly but gives you the warm fuzzies, like teaching or social work, or they can work part-time, or they can be a stay-at-home mom or wife. Exactly. So, take that guy's example. It's like work, or maybe get a little bit of Social Security, unemployment, and live on the streets. What are women's options? Okay. Woman says, you know what, this working thing is not panning out. Like, I'm not into it. Number one, she can marry a guy that will take care of her. And that's called a bailout, right? She can just bail out of the workforce, and he's going to be her savior. She marries. And this is what's interesting, is that this is how your average guy with a little bit of, right? We always talk about what's most attractive to women is security. This is where it comes into play. You have a good coin to rub together, and she decides, you know what, I'm done with the workforce. I want to get married. Is she going to look for the, you know, attractive guy that works at Taco Bell? No, that's not going to happen. She might cheat on you with that guy, but that's not who she's going to marry. She's going to marry the kind of, good, solid, steady, reliable guy that's got a little bit of scratch together, and that's her bailout, right? And that's what they're going to look for. But what's their other option? Let's say they really don't want to get married, okay? They can do what's called, I call it the baby maker position. Have you guys heard of the baby maker position? Let me see if I have a picture of it. It looks like this, right? So what you do is you get a young guy. So when I was a network engineer, I was doing it at 45, and there are guys that were doing it at 25. But we all started kind of nearish the same salary. So these guys had a little bit of experience under their belts. They had good degrees. So they were walking into a job where they were going to make 80 or 90 grand a year. This is in a big city, so that doesn't go as far as it would in a very quiet, you know, rural town out in say, Ohio or something like that. But 90K, 80K is still very good money. So this guy that is kind of nerdy, but he's good with computers and he likes this stuff, went to school. And then an attractive woman comes up to him, asks him to go out on a date, or like on Tinder, right? All of a sudden, this guy's looking, and he's like, wow, she's beautiful. And she, you know, she wants to go out with me? So they go out on a date, and this guy's like, I've struck gold. And she pulls one of these, right? Actually, I got to point this way. She pulls one of these positions on a Friday night, and she says, oh, it's okay. You don't have to worry. I'm on the birth control. He's like, sweet. Boom, right? A few of those times, and guess what? Bailout. Why? Because now she's got some of that salary coming in. Now he's and because she can say, nope, don't want you in my life. You don't have any right to it, so on and so forth. All she has to do is put that dotted line on the birth certificate, and all she has to do is get a DNA test done. And if it shows he's pop, done. And not only that, if that's not enough to take care of her, then she can also get Papa Government to come in. So they, and a lot of these women, when they start getting close to 30s, want kids. So they get the best of all worlds. A, I no longer have to work. B, I get a kid. C, man, I get some good income from this guy that just had to put out a couple times with, and done, all bases are covered. What are the guy's options? Work or homeless. So they continue on here. The other option is she'd get married. Sorry, I forgot that one. Of these options, having your own career is only appealing if you're the kind of person who can get one in the first place. For instance, if you want to have kids, you need to be wealthy or marry a stay-at-home dad, or else a big career is not going to happen. For the other women, the cost of working, doing unfulfilling work for 40 hours a week without ever being recognized as people who make career their priority, paying for childcare, coming home, blah, 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 so on and so forth. So you kind of see what I'm, and they go down, they break this down, and this, I'm not going to link all the articles, but I will link this one down below. Specifically, just so you can read this one through, because it's kind of interesting. It's not very long. As a matter of fact, I'm probably almost all the way through it, but we won't kill any more time. But you get the idea, right? Is that a man does not have any outs when it comes to the work world. It's either you work, you starve, you're on the street, that's it, you're out. Whereas a woman, I can work, and then it's up to her. If she wants to work and keep working for the rest of her life, great, that's her choice. I don't want to work anymore. Homeless is not an option. There are so many women's shelters. There are other places that will protect them. Daddy government will come in, and it's easy to get, much easier to get it as a woman, even easier as a mom. So she has work forever, marry up, knock up, right, and get the money from that. But and now she gets to be a mother as well, and she gets the money from the government, right? Or she just claim for unemployment, and again, or she can even, in many cases, they can actually get, if you... if you're a little bit older and depending on what classification you fall into, you can even get tuitions to go to college for very cheap and or free. So then she can even become a student for the next 4 years and get a different degree and then look for a hubby or do the baby maker there, as we talk about, right? So, you know, guys, what my point is of this one is some of you guys out there are like me and got the old, right? So there's no way I can have any accidents. That's not going to happen for me. But a lot of you guys have it. And if you're young and you come across an attractive woman you don't even have to be super successful. You know, if you're relatively successful, hey, you know, half of 50 grand a year, if you're making that plus all the government subsidies and everything else, she can be making 50 and then you'll only be taking home 25, right? So just be smart about your decisions when you're going out there. If you're still, you know, being casual and stuff like that, don't be her pale and bail her out. Don't make those mistakes. Make sure to keep yourselves guarded when it comes to interacting and be safe about it. Don't get fooled. Now, if this girl comes after you and she says, it's okay, you don't have to worry, I got everything covered, wrap your boy, you know, go to town, have fun, and she'll chalk that up as a loss and continue to move on looking for another sucker. But in the meantime, you had a little fun with maybe a good-looking girl. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you very much for all of you that have. That means a lot to me. Hey, Bitcoin is down. BTC is down. So, you know, it's a lot cheaper to toss me a little Satoshi if you want to do that. And, of course, the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, and check out all my old videos. Check out my older stuff. It's all, none of it's timely. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm joking. Remember, don't be her pale. Don't help her. Bail out. Thank you.